please call the roll.
Councilmember Rosander?
Here.
Councilmember Hadler?
Here.
Councilmember Dudley?
Here.
Councilmember Longacre?
Okay, thank you. On the consent agenda, we have the minutes, claims, and payroll summary, and I'll entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the consent agenda for the minutes of the April 14th meeting, claims and payroll summaries.
And second, please.
I second that.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Thank you. Consent agenda has passed. Departmental reports. Chief Hurt.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. Really don't have anything to add other than last Friday we did a bunch of CPR training, about half of us and the other half to do this Friday. Really good training. I think everybody learned quite a bit. Instructors did a great job. So that's all I have, unless you guys have any questions for me.
Questions of Chief Hurt?
Okay, comment, you're still tough on DUIs, and we appreciate it.
We sure are. They get a lot of help from drunk drivers.
That might be.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. You guys have my report. I did forget to add that I attended the weed meeting. I don't know if that sounds right, but I attended the noxious weed meeting last Thursday with all the entities in town. We all kind of got together and we talked about what we're spraying and what everybody's hitting and who we hire as contractors, and it's just kind of something we do once a year in the spring. That was that last Thursday.
Any questions of Cammie? Comments? Okay, thank you, Ken. Assistant Chief Gardner.
Yes. Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Got the fire report for me. Any questions for me?
Any questions, Assistant Chief Gardner?
That's good.
Thank you. Ms. Jo.
Mayor, City Council, you have my report. I have nothing to add, just to sort of highlight the one kind of significant change in litigation issues is in our more major trial. The trial date has just been canceled while we wait to see what kind of information we learned in discovery, and then the judge set another trial date. But that was going to be, I think, just coming September, and now it's just kind of out there waiting to see how things go, and then we'll get it.
Questions to Michelle?
Okay. Thank you.
Michelle. Public Works Group, if that's it.
Mayor, members of the council, you have my written report in front of you. You can see we had another break up at off of Lariat, off of Chisholm there, so that won't happen too soon as far as I'm concerned.
You're going to miss that.
Yeah. I haven't got a schedule yet on when they're going to be where, but hopefully in a couple weeks I'll have that, and I'll get that to you guys as soon as I get it. I'll get you a schedule of what the plan is of their construction, and we have where the streets and where they plan to be at certain times and everything. Other than that, everything's been going pretty good. CI started doing some of the groundwork at the water treatment plant. Still waiting on the analyzers to show up. I gave you a copy of the CCR report that we put in paper every year. And I'll be working on a discharge permit that's coming up here at the end of the year. So, any questions for me?
Questions, Pat?
That's good.
Okay, that's Pat. Michelle.
Mayor and council members, in your packets, I gave you a quarterly report for January through March of 2026, the revenues and expenditures. The cash report I actually printed, though, as of April, because out of the water and sewer funds, we received $1.1 million just after the 1st of April from two of our grant sources, $487,000 from Colborne,
$677,000 from ARPA, American Rescue Plan Act funds. And so I wanted to print a cash report showing those. So I printed the cash report as of April, actually, to give you a more accurate, realistic view of our cash report for water and sewer funds. So the water fund is currently over $1 million. That is the highest cash balance. Same with our sewer fund. It is at just a little over $900,000. These are the highest balances we have ever had in our water and sewer funds. So that's really great news. Grant money has really helped us out on getting those projects done without impacting our ratepayers, or very minimal impact to our ratepayers. So that's great. Those grants were very hard, very time-consuming and stressful, but we made it through. So I just wanted to point those two things out to you and explain why I did the cash report as of April instead of March 30th, because it kind of looked kind of bad at the end of March when I didn't have that grant money in there yet, received yet, so I didn't want to scare everybody. So does anybody have any questions, though, on revenues, expenditures, cash, any of that? I know, it's such interesting reading. I know I'm sure all of you were so excited to see that. The only other news I want to report for tonight is Deputy Clerk Krista Hazel will be attending the Clerks Institute in Billings next week. This will be her first year attending that. We have two council members signed up for the elected officials workshop for sure that I know, Corey and Zane. So that's good news. That's always nice. I can't wait for Krista to go and attend that, and she'll just learn all kinds of stuff, I'm sure, along with Corey and Zane. The clerk's part of it actually starts Sunday evening, just kind of the orientation, meet and greet, until all the way through Thursday afternoon. So hers is a little bit longer than the elected officials portion. So I can't wait to hear what you guys want to do.
Yeah.
I think that's all I have to report for tonight.
Any questions, Michelle?
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, it's a great cash report. It's always good to be on the plus side, and we have been very blessed with the opportunities that we've been able to take advantage of through the grant process. As a matter of fact, we just put in for another, cohort grant. We got it done thanks to SMDC and Julie. We made the wire on that, and we put in a request for $100,000 for the clarifier analyzers. So that meeting will be held on June the 5th at the board meeting. June the 4th?
I think it's the 4th.
Okay.
It's a Thursday, so...
It's a Thursday, yeah. whatever that Thursday is in June.
It's got to be the 4th, because my birthday is Saturday,
fourth.
So I know that.
It's the 4th of June, so we'll have a meeting at the request for the $100,000 on that project, which is about 70% of the project cost. I think the cohort has somewhere in the neighborhood of $500,000 to award. And so we went in there with $100,000. We thought it was most beneficial to take advantage of it through water rather than on the street side. So that's where we're at with that. Chief Hart mentioned the first aid training, CPR training last week, Friday. That was great training, Cammy, and everybody was involved with that. We had about half, not quite half of our employees. We have it again Friday. And so it's just excellent. It's an excellent opportunity that we've been able to take advantage of on that type of training, and in particular, getting everybody together. We had bid opening last week, had great attendance. Thanks, members of the council that were there at the BIC, and we had a number of employees that were there at the BIC opening. It was a great opportunity to be out in front of the public with that project. It's been a great project, and had great attendance. May the 6th, we're looking at the kickoff for the diversification study. We'll be updating the diversification study that we currently have in place. We're working with KLJ on that upgrade to that study. A reminder, we have municipal summits coming up in Miles City on July the 8th. We'll be going into union negotiations with our employees. We'll do a prep meeting with the supervisor on the 7th, and then we'll meet with the bargaining folks on the 11th. Then we had that energy committee meeting over there at BIC, and that had great participation on that, and I thought that went very well. We've had a lot of compliments from everybody that's been in attendance at those meetings. So thank everybody for that's been involved with bringing that all together. That's about all that I have. Unless anybody has any questions for me. Okay. I'll be gone the first part of next week. I'm going skydiving. So okay. Public comment.
No way.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for the record, Jim Atchison, the Southeastern Montana Development. I've got a couple things to update the council on. First of all, this will probably be hearing more and more about this, large load customers with data centers and stuff, that kind of thing. We have a study that the game people from Idaho National Labs just did a study, and it's not released yet, but it will be released soon, about siting data centers with nuclear, SMR units for new generations. So that's coming out. It also included not only Montana, our location, but also Utah and Colorado, some coal communities in those states as well. So we'll see how that goes, but it looks favorable, and this is part of what we call the C-Leap study, which will be coming out here shortly. So kind of an FYI on that, because I think you're going to hear more and more about those large things. Also in planning, our SEDS recaps are done. We're polishing them up right now with Colstrip and six other communities. Probably at the next council meeting, I'll give you your we'll have that released and cleaned up, and I'll give you that. And also, I'd like to draw attention to the BYU study, which is more of a mail-in study. I think everybody received one of these in the mail. I would encourage you all to fill those out, get those back in. A little more complicated, not complicated, but complex, a little longer study and surveys, so a little more details and stuff. So we will be having some other study groups from MSU coming to town in June and I believe later in the year as well, along with the diversification strategy update that the mayor mentioned. So I encourage you to fill those out as soon as you can. And the mayor alluded to the film crew that was last Friday the 17th. And so you'll see that's one of eight projects that the MEDA, the Montana Economic Developers Association, has cited as important in the state of Montana. And they're filming that and making reference to that to share around the state. So we hope that will turn out. We're still putting that together. But it took 3-4 hours and interviewed a few people and took photos. Also, related to the BIC, the mayor mentioned grand opening last Wednesday, and I do have a handout to kind of a pictorial and some comments there, and if I could share that with your council, because it was well attended, many of you were there, I appreciate your support on that over the years, and it was a nine-year adventure, a nine-year journey, and we're almost done with it, and I'm going to be talking a lot with Michelle in the next month, because we'll be closing out those five grants. And so there'll be a lot of administrative stuff to take care of in the next 30 days. So if I could hand that off.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any other comments in public? Okay, thank you. Next, we'll go into the public hearing, and that's a variance request to change garage size limitations on 4217 Sweetgrass Drive. And Cammie, would you introduce that, please?
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. So I provided you with the memo, just kind of gave you a little write-up of what the variance all kind of entails and the reason due to size. And then I've just put a couple little handouts behind there, like the criteria for like the approval for a variance. I kind of wanted to meet all these expectations. And then also, if you go to the second to last page, there's a picture of Mr. Gardner's lot and where the building is going to be placed. And it shows you that it meets all the setbacks, and it kind of gives you an idea of where it's going to be at and how big the lot is, and that he does have enough room to place the structure that size there. And it's attached, it's not detached, the housing and the storage, and the garage and the shop, it's all attached. So, if you guys have any questions for me, I also have Nate in here tonight to kind of speak on his behalf if you guys have questions for him. I didn't cover anything in my report.
I think it's good, but so the only, you're happy with the height and all that, mm-hmm. and we're just 954 square feet over.
Correct, because it's 900.
Okay.
It's, yeah. So he's in the R3 district, which is in the acreage tracts, and they allow 1,500 square feet for a garage. And so his is going to be 2,400, which is 900 over. But if you take a drive up there, a lot of the properties up there already have shops or oversized garages. So it's not something out of the norm for up there. So the main thing is I just make sure that he's like being respectful to his neighbors where he's placing the property, and that it meets fire codes. It's kind of the two things that I look at. And also that he's improving the property. He's like making it, you know. So that's what he's doing. He's making the value go up to the property, which is good for our community. That's the kind of things I look at when I'm looking at it. Do you guys have questions for him? For Ethan?
Is it adding a living space as well as a room?
His residence will be there. So
is it already there or
not yet?
Added?
So that's why in the report I think the total size I put was 44 by 96.
And there's not a residence on the lot?
Not yet, no. But I don't know if you know, in the city of Colster, you have to have a residence on your property before you can have a garage or shop, and he's just doing it all in one. It's going to be attached.
Okay.
So the issue with it is that it's going to be over 1,500 square feet. But the total size of the property is 44 by 96. The just above and the sentence above, I put 40 by 60, which is going to be 2,400 square feet, is going to be the garage or shop part. Am I misspeaking it anyway?
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Just want to make sure, like.
Okay, any other comment? Ethan, do you have any comments?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, any other comments? Okay, thanks, Kim.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll close the public hearing on the variance request to change garage size limitations on 4217 Sweetgrass Drive. Next item is unfinished business, and this is the second reading of Ordinance 2026-01, Sidewalks and Curbs. And this is an ordinance amending the Sidewalk and Curbs Ordinance 61A3 to reflect current practices and comply with MMIA suggested language. And I'll entertain a motion to approve the second reading of Ordinance 2026-01.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve second reading of Ordinance 2026-01 in regard to sidewalks and curbs.
And second, please.
I'll second.
Discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Second reading of Ordinance 2026-01, Sidewalks and Curbs, is passed. Thank you for that. Under new business, we have a variance request for 4217 Sweetgrass Drive. I'll entertain a motion to approve that variance.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the variance request on 4217 Sweetgrass Drive.
And second, please.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye. Okay. Variance request is approved. Thanks, Ethan. Next item is the purchase of a 2026 Dodge Ram patrol vehicle as requested by Chief Hurt in the amount of $47,837. $47,830.
Mayor, I make a motion. You're asking to approve it. Mayor, make a motion that we approve the vehicle request for the 2026 Dodge Ram Patrol vehicle purchase.
I can second that motion.
Second?
Yes, for the 2026 Dodge Ram.
Okay. In discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Thank you. That's approved. So we'll move forward with that. Okay, if there is no other business to come before the attention of the council, I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.